This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program for Tuesday 10-7, so we've got 1 week into this 10th month. October is upon us. Ken Kessler is upon us. Doug Steffen is upon you, and 888-302-3684 connects to us as we talk about some of the things that are in the news, in the raw, if you will. Items of interest, sometimes I'm pleased, actually, to take an in-depth look. Some of the things that are going on require it, or even if they don't require it, they sort of, I think some of the things that we get stuck on conversationally, depending on your point of view, depending on your interests, I find it compelling, frankly, to look at lists sometimes and think, my heavens, I didn't know that. And they are more interesting, perhaps more in the long run of value than yakking away about some of the things that we can get stalled on. Some of the same old things. What's going on in the Islamic State? What's happening in Ferguson? Do we want to be married to somebody of our own sex? Well, because of the continuing interest, the fascination, if you will, and there are on some levels, whether it be the secondary level, even the primary, education in our country is a strange thing, Kenny. We find ourselves wanting to learn more but being exposed to less. Such is the case with the space program. And in particular, the current and past list of women who have gone into space, who have traveled into space. The number of women, take a guess as to how many women have flown in space. There have been 534 total space travelers by the United States, India, Britain, France, South Korea, Canada, China, Japan, Soviet Union. So of that group, how many have been women? You want to guess?
Oh, it's got to be a disappointingly low number, 50.
That's close. Pretty close. 57 women have traveled in space out of the 534, so 10%, a little bit less. Why is that? Why is it that fewer women have traveled in space? You can ask that question, and this is one of my favorite, this is, I don't want to say a pet peeve, but one of my favorite things to focus on, because it is unjust, it's unreal, actually, that women, people used to say, well, they're not strong enough to do this, that, or the other thing. Nonsense. There are plenty of women, you and I both know women who are just as strong, if not stronger than men, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So why do we have this continuing thing? I know, I understand some people think this is a fetish with me, like the football thing, or whatever, like the professor who wants to go after the Redskins. It's, you know, you get focused on one thing, but I think that this is abusive. I think it's important for women to perform as they will, as they wish, not according to what some man says or some group of men say is okay, but what in general society agrees to. And most people in society understand and recognize the fact that women, whether it be in space or running businesses, I was just reading an article about Meg Whitman and what she's doing at Hewlett Packard. The leaders of several automobile companies, including General Motors, those women take it on the chin more than men do when it comes to making growth. This woman running General Motors, how many times have you seen that in the last year since General Motors has had some things that have gone on there that have been wrong? But we're not really the doing of this woman. It's like anything else. It's your intellectual. I know some women who work with me on the farm that I have here in Massachusetts, they're better with the animals than men are. I'd rather have women milking my cows than men. It's just the sensitive nature of them. There are otherwise, though, women attached to other parts of the business, the radio business, in terms of sales, management in general, being on the air. I remember as a kid, you'd never hear any women on the air. News, but you'd never hear any women. Think about it. Even maybe when you get started, Kenny. Were there women? How many women were there in the radio station when you first went to work? On the air.
Oh, on the air?
Yeah.
I can think of one. Mm. And one woman who did news.
Yeah. Not with
and
me.
The woman who was on the air was not on full time. She was on part time, like on the weekends.
Yeah, right. I've been searching in my memory as I've been thinking about this, how many women I found in the broadcast business. And it was pretty much till the early 80s when we had women working in the newsroom at the radio station that I was running in Boston, that it dawned on me, we have a prejudice here. The women who were on the street were different, and they get paid differently than the women who were... As a matter of fact, I tried to hire a woman to be the co-anchor of the morning news program that we had on WEI at the time, and the people that were around and above me didn't want to hear of it. She didn't have news credentials. We hired plenty of men who had voices and no news credentials. They just know how to read, or they sound authoritative. But was that the case with the women? No. So when I look at the space program and I think how long it took for women to get into space, it was 22 years into the program before the first woman was considered. You
wow.
Do you realize that? 22 years. The program started in the 50s, and it wasn't until the 70s when women were, it's actually 19 years. The women, I think there was a Soviet woman in space before there was an American woman in space, if I'm not mistaken. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure the first and second women in space, there was, one was a cosmonaut, and the second was an American. But the time between the first one and the second one, there was a Chinese woman launched into space 49 years to the day after the first woman in space went up. The first Chinese woman went up 49 years to the day. So I'm looking. The first woman, by the way, you couldn't name her, was Valentina Tereshkova. Second woman was Svetlana Savitskaya. Third woman was Sally Ride. How many people remember Sally Ride? You remember Sally Ride, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She passed away, I think, didn't she, last year, if I'm not mistaken? Judith Resnick was, as a matter of fact, she died in 2012. Judith Resnick, who also died in 1986, she was in the Challenger disaster. I would go through the whole list, but I don't have time. Just food for thought. It's just another area where we lack credibility, it seems to me. All right, so speaking of that, there's a lady who was an astronaut from India who had an interesting story to tell about traveling in the new Galactica thing, the Branson thing, coming up next here on Good Day.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer. Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
Your local Health Mart Pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart Pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you. With advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a lady named Namira Saleem, who is an adventurer, first Pakistani astronaut. She hopes that she is going to be able to be a part of space using the Virgin Galactic means of getting up into space. Namira, nice to have you here. What is there about the Branson Project that fascinates you so much?
Hello, Doug. Thanks for inviting me. Well, it was really something. It was an inborn dream. I was, born believing that I would grow up to become an astronaut. And it just so happens that in my lifetime, private space flights have become a reality, and Richard Branson seems to be the first one to be able to take everybody up there. So, you know, that's how I got into the program.
Is it what you grew up around in Pakistan was news of what was going on in America, right? Our space program?
Exactly, and I used to feel back then that, you know, I would have to be a U.S. citizen or be in NASA to go to space, and I didn't know how it would happen, but I actually made a declaration when I was a teenager that I would grow up to become an astronaut, and I would go to space, and I was very confident, so I guess it's just a manifestation of my confidence that's, you know, showing up.
I love you.
Yeah.
That's an awesome
thing.
Have
a dream and follow it through. But it's going to cost $250,000 for the first flight. How are you going to do that?
Well, it was $200,000 when I joined, and that was in 2006. We have a family business in Dubai. We've been there since 35 years. So the business has funded it, and I'm part of the family business.
Oh, good for you. All right. So what's the date of the flight?
Nobody has a date because it all depends on safety regulations and clearance from FAA in the U.S., but we are very close to having the first, space flight end of the year. That's what Richard Branson keeps telling us. And hopefully next year we should be up in space with the commercial flight.
You know, I think that what we ought to do is have a broadcaster like me go up as good promotion for it. You want to speak to Branson about that for me? I'll go up. I'll take
sure.
Drive, huh?
Sure, sure. We'll have a word with him about that, too.
He doesn't sound very convincing at all. I'm teasing you. So your family is supportive of this. That's something that really helps, isn't it, when you have support behind you for your dream?
Well, actually, you know, they just heard it all throughout my life that I wanted to be an astronaut. And when it happened, it was very bizarre, but it was familiar, but they were not happy about it because they thought it's not safe and maybe I wouldn't come back. So it took a lot of convincing.
You have to have, we only have a few seconds. You have to have special training for this first flight with Virgin Galactic?
Yes, of course. We've had one suborbital space flight training in the best simulator in the world.
Right.
And now the next one is going to be like just before the flight in New Mexico at the first private spaceport.
All right. So I want to hear from you after you take that flight. Call me when you have the first flight, all right? Thank you. Namira Saleem here on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'll tell you something. This woman, this young woman, is having quite an impactful career. She and Lady Gaga, not in the same sense, but they certainly have what it takes to be successful at a young age. Taylor Swift here, plenty of her own hits. Now she's going to be advising young singers on The Voice, how to do it themselves.
Yeah, good for her.
NBC says that she will be serving as a mentor to competitors as they get started later this month. First appearance will be on the 27th of October program, giving some primetime exposure to her new album, and that's why she's doing this, I'm sure. She'll be on for at least three shows, advising contestants on vocal technique and stage presence and picking the right song and all that sort of thing. So that's nice. Taylor Swift, lots of good
things.
She's a good
one to give advice. I mean, the guts that she had to leave a big-time record contract because they were pretty much putting her on the shelf and go to a small label because she figured she had a better chance of getting her records made and released. That's guts, man.
We have a video at DougStefan.com, which came from a leukemia patient who was surprised by a visit from Taylor Swift. This is one of those great, we have, Kenny does a great job of picking out these videos that we want you to see. The essence of this wonderful experience. She saw that a leukemia patient had a keyboard in his room. She offered to sing a song with him. They were just beautiful experiences. You can hear, but not well, because there's a lot of noise in the room itself. But it's neat to see. This is some of the audio from it.
Imagine how nervous you must be if you have somebody like Taylor Swift sitting there saying, hey, play something for me, I'll sing along with you.
So he's playing the piano.
And she's kind of standing right next to him going through the music book trying to figure it out.
Neat. Check, just go watch this. Check out, videos are really neat. Most of ours are aimed at getting you to think about mostly important stuff. Sometimes it's just plain silly.
Yeah, keep going.
Keep going. One of the other video goes, Richie. Very cool. That is at DougStephan.com. Features a 5-year-old girl named Hannah. She was diagnosed with bilateral Wilms tumor disease, which is kidney cancer, in February.
I can't hear what she's saying, but she's got a lot of personality.
She went 6 months of chemotherapy.
And now both of those are all gone because the juice on the tumor went on the kidney. So the juice had badness in it, and the badness went on the kidney, so the kidney was bad, even though the kidney was good at healing. Chemo has medicine to kill the cells that are growing the tumor. And the medicine keeps going and going to try and kill it. And it also damages the cells that grow my hair, so all my hair fell out. So I have something called radiation also. It's pretty fun because you get to blow bubbles, and I brought my buzzing CD, and I got to sing along during, and you have these butterfly stickers. They draw on you with permanent marker, and you just have kind of like butterfly stickers.
Mm-hmm. They didn't do butterfly stickers when they did my radiation.
Oh, my God.
This is really sweet. As it gets to the end, she tells you not to be afraid because if she could be brave, you could too.
On a Monday, and it's very exciting. If you have cancer, don't worry, because I am brave, and you can be brave also.
What a wonderful. It's a sort of a commercial to explain to other children what they expect when they go through cancer.
I'm posting that for my friend who's battling cancer right now. I'm going to post that right now.
Yeah, and it's good for you too, Richie. Food for thought. Good day time, 28 past the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now.
1-800-551-1633. That's 1-800-551-1633. 1-800-551-1633.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else. A meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Such a good day to be with you. 33 after the hour now. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, with a focus on medical health, medical well-being, the medical story of the moment, of the week, of the year. Well, maybe this will not make it. Well, it's going to be an important medical story of the year, the Ebola virus. So, Kenny, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day is a good way for people to get to us. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. So what are some of the latest thoughts, feelings, developments in people's minds about how the Ebola case is being handled, patients coming to America, people getting it in America, the fear factor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
James says, Africans are dying by the thousands and no one cares, but when an American contracts Ebola, it's breaking news.
Mm-hmm. Yep. President Obama says the U.S. will work to do additional passenger screening both at the source and here in the United States. What a weak, horribly ineffective statement. Stop people from coming to this country, or in fact, from leaving. Get people, we got 3,200 troops over there. Tell them to stand guard or send another 3,200 and keep people from leaving those countries. Never mind coming to America, but just from leaving in the name of international safety. Why wouldn't we do this? That was an ineffective, weak statement. But I think the gentleman who just referenced there, Kenny, is right. The Africans, black people, eh, what's the big deal? Yep, I think that's right on. Not that it's wrong to be attentive to what the Americans' involvement in this is and how, I think, what did I see, was it the nurse or the television reporter was cleaning a car where an Ebola victim had been? That's how, I think that was a TV reporter, wasn't it? That's how he got the Ebola. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's what I saw. Yeah. Okay. So what else have we got from listeners?
Lots of people on our Facebook agree with you. Gail, Noel, Jeff all say travel restrictions, travel ban from those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa says, if you're in the United States and you fear Ebola, you should really be more concerned about obesity, heart disease, diabetes, the flu, measles, and whooping cough.
And walking across the street or somebody shooting you, gun violence has taken 57,486 lives so far this year in this country. Do you know that? 57,000 people have been killed in this country so far this year as a direct result of gun violence. So how many people are going to die from Ebola this year? You think it's going to be 57,000? I don't think so. Not in our country. But think about it. Well, the walloping. Look at the focus. Where's that story in the news media? 57,000 people have been murdered in our country this year, died because of gun violence. Where's that story? What else you got, Kenny?
One more. Mike says, nobody will be talking about Ebola soon. It's just like swine flu and every other disease that the media decides to amp up.
Well, I don't know about that. This is something that is serious. I find it interesting to look at the political takes. I said what I did about Mr. Obama a few minutes ago. Very weak response. Shut everything down. Governor Perry wants to get in on the act because first case of Ebola came to his state, the state of Texas. He said yesterday, Washington needs to take immediate action, immediate steps to minimize the effects of Ebola and other infectious diseases. Okay. So why don't you, do governors have control of the National Guard? They do, right? Don't they? Didn't he take National Guard troops and put them on the border to keep people from coming across the border, the poorest border? Yeah. So, I ask this question because I don't know the answer. How could we take the National Guard and effectively use them in the state of Texas or any other state to handle Ebola? How do you keep people, do you have guards at the airport? I'm just asking. We've become a police state. This is another excuse for people. If you don't believe that we've become a police state, by the way, as an anecdotal reference, there is more information coming to light thanks to good investigative journalism. You hear me criticize most of the time with aplomb the value or the lack of value that mostly the news media has. But for those of you, the good 60 Minutes pieces, for example, or sometimes the 2020 reports, television reports, there are I-teams in local communities that sometimes do a pretty good job, but most of the time they're muckraking. Same can be said of newspapers where it used to be what's the best example? I suppose Watergate is the best example, right? Of investigative journalism on the part of a news team at a newspaper, right? Don't you think that in modern times? So I'm looking at a news investigation into the Pentagon program of giving military-grade weapons to police agencies. We talked about the L.A. school system police force having, grenade launchers or something? Something really stupid, ridiculous. Now come to find out that the federal government weapons program from the Pentagon is giving the same kind of weapons to agencies that enforce gaming laws as an example of many. I think there are four or five of these. Kansas, or not in Kansas only, but the first one they found was a Kansas tribal casino. They're giving military-grade weapons to police who work to enforce gaming laws at a casino in Kansas. The men in, I don't think there are too many women doing this, but you see state police in many, the troopers in some states, who have, you drive in the interstate, you see weigh stations. The trucks are supposed to go in, they're supposed to weigh them. So now this Pentagon program is giving the police who are weighing 18-wheelers the same kind of... You think we haven't become a military state? How in the name of God did we get us out of control? Can you imagine? So I make this connection because we have all this weaponry, we have all this firepower. How are we using it? Is the use of this sort of thing appropriate when it comes to underscoring the way to keep Ebola from spreading, not only here in our country, but around the world. Here's another interesting connection to the perils of caring for Ebola patients. A nurse in Spain has come down with Ebola. First time somebody has caught the disease outside of West Africa during this current situation, anyway. The illness illustrates the danger that healthcare workers face, not only in poorly equipped clinics where this thing is going crazy, but also in the more sophisticated medical centers of Europe and our country. At great risk in all Ebola outbreaks are the healthcare workers. We've seen all of them. How many have come back to this country who were Americans, being, what, four or five, Kenny, right? Treated in Nebraska and in Atlanta. This development coming yesterday as another American becomes sick with the disease and comes back to our country for treatment. The Ebola outbreak killing now 3,434 people in West Africa.
Wow.
How about that? And because of that escalating concern in the rest of the world, taking a devastating toll on healthcare workers, 370 healthcare workers in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. This is a place short on doctors anyway, short on nurses. Spanish nurse, part of the medical team that treated the Spanish priest who died last month after having gone to Sierra Leone to try to help. There are a lot of people from various religious organizations that are going to these areas, and they're certainly exposed to it as well, right? So this thing is really, it is something to talk about and something to think about. But why wouldn't we think about just closing, and never mind think about it, but do it. Close down these countries. Don't let any of these people into our country. So that's where I am on this. Where are you? Comments, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Meanwhile, one of our doctors on the staff here in Good Day, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, would like your attention to something very important up next here on Good Day.
How much better would you look with a brighter, whiter smile? If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened by a dentist but haven't had the time or money, listen to this. National Dental Supply is now offering professional whitening gel direct to the public. We're giving listeners of this station a free sample of Pro Gel Whitening Kit. This professional whitener is the same active ingredient sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. But when you call 800-226-3666, you'll get a complete Pro Gel whitening system with everything you need to get a dramatically brighter, whiter smile in just minutes without visiting the dentist. Pro Gel free sample kits will only be available to the public for a limited time while supplies last. Call 800-226-3666 and get a free Pro Gel whitening kit and a whiter, brighter smile now. This free sample offer expires immediately when the sample kits are gone, so don't wait. Call now, 800-226-3666, 800-226-3666, 800-226-3666.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability.
Quantity and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One has paid based on no choice lab tests. Time to make the dose today.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
What?
Fish in a bucket. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Dr. Bruce Shanahan joins us, does a lot of research in his back clinic. He's a chiropractor who specializes in fixing your back. Check out his website, 818newback.com. Man, do I wish I was out there with you. I have pulled a muscle in my upper back, and it is excruciating. You'll laugh when I tell you how I did it. I was picking up cinder blocks. There were a couple of them laying in places that were not good on the farm, so I picked them both up, and I threw them in the back of my pickup truck, and I picked up the one with my hand on top of the block, so I picked it up and lifted it up with my arm. Instead of lifting up, I lifted sort of down up, do you know what I mean? And then when I heaved it into the bed of the truck, I could feel it go. And so I have, that's been an agony. I've taken Advil, but I wish I were around you so that you could straighten it out.
Somebody told me the other day, and Bruce, I don't know whether you know, but eating alfalfa or avocado or something helps your muscle collect all of the protein in your body to help strengthen the muscle and repair the muscle when you do something like this.
Yeah, Rich, I've never heard that, but, you know, in fact, food is our medicine. I mean, there are foods out there, you know, we've talked about turmeric and things like that, and, you know, there's so many things that are available that help build our health and that are just forgotten wisdom. People just forgot about it and were told, no, it's all down at the pharmacy. That's where you find your solutions, and it's a shame. But I would like to check that out. That sounds, you know, quite reasonable to me.
All right. Well, let's find out what else is reasonable but yet not understood by some people. What's between the lines this week?
Well, you know, I had a Don Quixote moment over the weekend, and I started a White House petition.
Really?
And I would like your help and the help of all the listeners to get this, not the numbers of signatures on the petition up high enough so that the White House has to respond. Because I believe in terms of our health insurance, it's time to close the loophole that PPO insurances enjoy that allows them to shift the financial burden to us, the patients, by paying less to out-of-network doctors. You know, the insurance companies don't license doctors. The states do. And if you have a medical need under your policy, there's no reason why the insurance company should be allowed to pay less to a provider who's licensed to provide that service because they're out of their network. It's a meaningless thing. It's a way that the insurance companies just get to control doctors and put them under their thumbs. So I got this petition up there, and it requires 100,000 signatures by November 2nd. So it's something that obviously has to go viral, and that's why I'm asking your help.
All right, so Kenny, let's take that. Have you sent it along? Send it.
We'll post it from you.
Yeah, we'll post it from your Facebook site. And yeah, we'll put it on Facebook.com/good day. Yeah, that makes good sense.
Yep. Yeah, come on. I mean, you know, so often people end up, they're in a hospital situation and maybe an anesthesiologist is called in and, oh, they're not under the plan, so you get to pay more. Or, someone's in long-term in a hospital and they develop a bed sore and the dermatologist. I mean, there's so many circumstances.
But you see it all the time, Bruce. If you look at your payments that are made by Medicare, for example, you see, okay, the bill was $400. Medicare allowed $136, and that's what the doctor took. So why would you pay $400? Why is it fair for the guy off the street to pay $400 and Medicare to pay $136 for the same thing? That's the point you're making here, and that's why you should check out the petition. Kenny will post it right away. Facebook.com/Bidet Show. Check out this information and lots of other great information from Dr. Shanahoff's website, 818newback.com. Service of the Doug Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I just prefer dogs. I mean, I'm just more of a dog kind of, you know, come home and wagging your little tail, is happy to see you.
Well, you need that assurance, do you? You prefer an emotionally shallow animal? I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown. Under our roof is my way or the Long Island Expressway. Is that understood?
Sure is the number one movie this week in 2000, Meet the Parents. That was Meet the Fockers.
That was the second one, wasn't it?
No. Was it no, it was Meet the Fockers.
Meet the Fockers.
Right.
That was the second one. That's a sequel, Doug.
Oh, was it?
Okay, so it was a sequel.
Oh, okay. Randy Newman singing A Fool in Love is the movie music to get us started as we get into movie moments. Chuck Curry is here to go through the box office winners, the victories, things that were good at the box office over the week. I'd be interested to see how that movie with... where did it go?
Ben Affleck
did. Yes, that's
I want to see that.
Thank you. Yeah, I do.
Did you see it?
Yeah. No, but I want to.
See it.
Yeah, I want to see that.
I went to see it. I'll tell you all about it.
All right. Hear ye. Chuck Curry is here to tell you all about it in just a moment. His movie moments is on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
All right, so Chuck Curry monitors what's going on at the movies over the weekend. So Monday's job is to present us with box office totals and declare victory or interest in some good movies, or if there are bad movies, in your rendering of some of the movies you like calling them good, and my rendering of some of the movies that I might call good are different. But you don't argue with success. What was number one?
Actually, it was a very good weekend for theater owners at the box office because people came out to the movies. David Fincher's highly hyped mystery thriller Gone Girl opened number one barely, but it did very well, $38 million in business. I thought this was a very interesting watch, as the movie is not really just a murder mystery, but it juggles, I don't want to give it away, but it juggles like three or four different themes within the context of one film. I thought Ben Affleck was very good, but this actress, who most people haven't heard of, Rosamund Pike, who plays the female lead, Amy.
Yeah, she's a familiar face. She's a familiar face. You recognize her if you saw her. You wouldn't know her name, but you'd recognize her if you saw her.
She's outstanding, and she's going to get a lot of work after this movie. She's really good.
As Affleck finally, has he established himself as someone who can open a movie with all of the, how many, we've got Tom Cruise who can open a movie, Will Smith can open a movie, and well, I think even you can argue Matt Damon can open a movie. There are people who said that Affleck wasn't a great actor, he was a great director, but it seems to me this, and he's starring more and more movies, so somebody must figure that he can actually open a movie.
Well, he's gained more of a following. I wouldn't, if I had to flip a coin between him opening a movie versus Matt Damon, I'd go with Matt Damon. But listen, Ben Affleck's going to play Batman in Superman versus Batman, and it doesn't get any more high profile.
What do you suppose when those guys get together because they're best friends, they talk about?
they must have to shake each other because they've been very, very successful.
Yeah,
you know, one other guy who's really good in this film, Tyler Perry. He plays a supporting role as a high profile lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
He's really, really good.
Right,
number
else?
Two yep. was the horror film Annabelle. Did very well also, $37 million on a $6 million budget, although the studio spent a lot of money to market it. Denzel Washington's The Equalizer, third, $19 million, $64 million in 10 days. The Box Trolls, fourth, $12 million. And Maze Runner, five, ran up the top five movies.
All right, so when did you revive this weekend?
I hosted a revival of the 1987 vampire comedy horror film, The Lost Boys, with Corey Feldman and Corey Haim. And I had a great time. About 65 people showed up. I thought the movie held up really well, just as I remembered it back in 87.
Classic. What are you talking about?
Yes, it is.
Classic.
Not for you. You're old, but
Gone with the Wind is a classic. 59 passed on Good Day.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.